Video sharing platform TikTok has announced plans for a second Irish data centre. The Chinese company employs more than 2,000 people here, but has faced scrutiny in the US and the EU over how it handles users' data. Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent, has more on this. So what are TikTok planning, Brian?
Well, Brian, all of this came in an update today from TikTok on its European investment plans, announcing that it has 150 million users now in Europe, employing more than 5,000 people across the region, as you mentioned in your introduction, a good chunk of them here in Ireland, more than 2,000 here in Ireland, and basically saying, look, we remain committed to keeping your user data safe. They're talking about a second data centre in Ireland. Last year, they announced that they'd signed contracts for a data centre in Dublin. Now they want another one in Ireland, and then a third one in another European location. Yet to be announced. TikTok also says that it's going to open this new Transparency and Accountability Centre in Dublin next month. That will be a physical building, a premises where people can come in and see what they describe as how we deal with your data security. All of this, as you said in your introduction, coming at a time when it's coming under increased scrutiny as to exactly what it does with user data.
And the regulatory environment getting much more demanding. What are EU regulators looking for from TikTok, given its scale and its presence in the social media market?
Yes, and you mentioned the scale, you mentioned the presence, and that's the whole point here. As these massive numbers of users grow, as we all well know, anybody with young people in their lives, we know how popular this app is, particularly among younger users. There is increased scrutiny at EU level. We already have the GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation, that stops foreign companies from removing data outside of Europe. But there are other regulations coming down the line as well, like the Digital Services Act. And that's why we see TikTok ramping up this European presence when it comes to data. In the US, TikTok's under a lot of pressure there, as some lawmakers want to ban the app altogether in the US amid national security fears because it's a Chinese-owned company. Here at home, back in September 2021, the Irish Data Protection Commission launched an investigation into TikTok and the transfer of data to China. Today, the DPC telling me that that investigation is at an advanced stage.
Just finally, briefly, Brian, TikTok has been here, what, since 2019?
That's right.
And it was among the tech companies to announce some layoffs.
That's right. A very, what they described as, small number of layoffs last month. That would involve people in its recruitment division. But the company said it is still hiring in other areas and a big, big employer in Ireland. They had 2,000. They announced a further 1,000 last year, bringing their total headcount here to Ireland to close to 3,000.
Brian O'Donovan, thanks very much for that.